Yesterday, I received an email from the United States Embassy. It was a security alert or a warning. The basic message was September 11, which is today, is the 20th anniversary of the terrible terrorist attacks in the United States. And the embassy is concerned that some terrorists might try to honor that 20th anniversary with another attack. And so the message of the email was stay out of big public gatherings and public places and what might be likely to be a place where terrorists would attack. When I read it, I couldn't help but notice the contradiction. I mean, here we are in a pretty strict quarantine. There are no public gatherings. You can't even go to a restaurant. There's no obvious target for terrorists. Maybe an airport, I suppose. But I can't think of anything else. There's no sports events. There's no public events. There's no public gatherings. No place where foreigners are likely to congregate. So it seemed like an empty warning to me. People, at least here in the metro area, are not concerned about terrorism. They're concerned about COVID-19. Nobody's worried about hospitals filling up with terrorist victims. The hospitals are already full of COVID-19 victims. But the anniversary of September 11 is a significant one. Because that event at the dawn of the third millennium did change world history, certainly changed our experience of life in the world. I remember it. Everyone who was alive at that time remembers it. I was a new priest back then. I had just been ordained, and I happened to be in the United States that day of the attacks. Well, we know the story of the evil that was done and the evil mindset behind it, terrorism. I got that email yesterday, last night, when I turned to the gospel and I saw that Jesus speaks about building a house that will not be destroyed. How could I not think of the twin towers that were destroyed? The gospel concludes with a description of what happens to the house that's not built on a foundation. When the river burst against it, it collapsed at once and was completely destroyed. I have in my mind the unforgettable images of those twin towers that were collapsed at once and were completely destroyed. Well, Jesus is speaking about building a house on a solid rock foundation. Those twin towers, they were built on a very solid rock foundation. They say that New York City is a very good place to build skyscrapers because it has a very solid rock foundation, especially in Midtown, where the Empire State Building is, and then downtown, where the twin towers were. Very good place to build skyscrapers. So those towers were built on a foundation of rock, and they were still destroyed, not by a flood, but by jets full of fuel. So what is this? They built on solid rock and it was still destroyed. Well, Jesus is not talking about buildings here. He's using the image of building a house, of building a building, to describe what it means to live a life founded on his word. To hear the word and put it into practice is to build on a solid foundation. Those twin towers were not built on the word of God. No human structure is entirely founded on the Word of God. But especially towers like that, people consider them a kind of cathedral to the almighty dollar. World Trade was the name of the buildings. World Trade. That was a glorification of the business world. Of course, they're not going to last forever. If it's not a terrorist, something else will bring down every human structure. So Jesus is talking about something that cannot be brought down. That is a divine structure, not a human structure. He's encouraging us to build on a foundation of rock that is his word. Not just hearing his word, but putting his word into practice. When we do this, to go to the image at the beginning of the gospel, we will bear good fruit. A good person out of the store of goodness in his heart produces good. Well, where does that goodness in our heart come from? It doesn't come from ourselves. It comes from God. When we let the goodness of God into our hearts, then there's goodness there. And when we don't, then there's not. If we're producing good, like a good tree, thanks be to God. God is doing what he wants to do and we're participating in his goodness. If we're bearing bad fruit, it's because we're not allowing God's life to be planted in us and live in us. Now, when we look at ourselves, we see a mixed harvest, good and bad. Good and bad. Rotten fruit and good fruit. Jesus says, from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. Well, when we listen to what our mouth says, we say, well, our heart is full of a mixture of good and evil. Well, what are we supposed to do? St. Paul, again, gives us wisdom about how to deal with this mixture of good and evil that we find in ourselves. St. Paul, reflecting on his own experience, knows that he had plenty of evil. He says in this first reading, Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. Of these, I am the foremost. He's claiming to be the worst sinner of all. He was a tree that bore rotten fruit. And he's saying it to the world. I was a rotten tree, I bore rotten fruit. What hope is there for us when we bear rotten fruit? Well, in ourselves, no hope. The hope comes from the love of Jesus Christ who came into the world to save sinners. This saying is trustworthy and deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. So if we're bearing rotten fruit, that means we're not accepting this gift. We need Jesus Christ. We need his mercy. We need his grace. We need his word. Paul says, I was the foremost sinner, but for that reason I was mercifully treated. Jesus' way of looking at the rotten fruit and the rotten tree is not to just cut it down, knock it down, is to save it. He came into the world to save sinners. So Paul says, I'm an example. If I, who was a rotten tree bearing rotten fruit, if I could be saved, well then so can you. Jesus Christ displayed all his patience for me, and he will for you. For all who will come to believe in him for everlasting life. So, whatever happens to the war and the wars in the world, the conflict with terrorists, which is still going on as we know, whatever happens in the battle with COVID-19, which is still going on. Whatever human structures we set up or human solutions we come up with, those things will all come and go. What remains is Jesus Christ, his word, his love, his mercy, his truth. And that's what we build on, because that's what leads to eternal life. It's a basic message. Hear the word, listen to the word, act on the word. Make God the foundation, and then the house of our own spiritual life, the house of Christian civilization, can survive.